Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program from Phoenix to wherever. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into, as we know. The XFL is here. Let us know if you're a fan or not. Unfortunately, I think it is nowhere near the NFL. And once again, it will be in and out. Maybe faster than bell bottoms were, for that matter. I don't know. That's kind of old school, but it's just the truth, man. The XFL, I was really unimpressed. My girlfriend, really unimpressed too. And that, I'm telling you what, that's telling you something, people. Jones, still the champ after that decision. A lot of controversy once again in the UFC. Duke, Carolina, what a basketball game. Holy cow, I guess I'm kind of getting ready for March Madness when I think about it. Mike Wilson and I went to a college basketball game here in Tempe, Arizona last night. USC came to town, and you know what? ASU had the answer, Mike Wilson, so what a basketball game, what a weekend, and we've got a lot to talk about, my friend.
Yes, we do. We got a lot to talk about. We had some great college basketball games last night, yesterday, like you said, and the XFL. I'm going to take a hard pass.
Yeah. All right, man, we're just getting loose. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf on the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic,
Who deserves to win big this season?
My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies. But TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's scary when you tell the absolute truth about where you're at in your life and, you know, struggles with sobriety and just everything about me is really out there right now. And it's really freeing to be in this position to just not be hiding anything and just get to move forward in my life. And yeah, I feel great, man. It feels really good. Thank you to all the fans who stuck by me and who still support me and who are excited for me. It's just so energizing for me as an athlete, and I really appreciate everyone so much.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. That was John Jones talking about, obviously, his life a little bit. And you know what? I'm all about seeing guys get second chances and then making the most of an opportunity. So, quite frankly, in that sense, John Jones, congratulations, man. I'm all about it, man. But I do want to talk a little bit about the fight last night, Mike. And I don't know if you happen to catch it, but I did watch just a little bit of the end of that fight, as you and I did get home kind of late from the ASU-USC college basketball game. But I did catch the end of it. Somehow, some way, I was able to catch it on social media. And from what I gathered, Dominic Reyes was kind of winning at least the first three rounds, and then Jones came through in rounds four and five in a championship fight. That's what they do. They extend it. It goes past the three rounds, so they have those two extra rounds. And he was applying a lot more pressure. I'll give him that. But Reyes kind of felt like he took those first three rounds, so he kind of felt like he won 3-2. And unfortunately, the way that judges see things, man, it's so different, right? And I think that to me, that's the hardest part about a fight, is that you have different eyes seeing different things, even though the masses are watching and they say, wow, this guy looks like he's really putting it on this guy. The scorecard doesn't always look the same as the result of a fight, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, I know. And you know, we have the same issue with boxing. You know, there's been plenty of examples with boxing in terms of, you know, you look and you watch the fight and, hey, look, this guy looks like he's won, but something else happens and he takes the loss. But, you know, UFC and boxing are so subjective, so subjective. It's like the Olympics and figure skating. You know, you get all these great scores, and then the joke is always the Russian judge screws you over, you know, with a bad score or something like that. But you know, when you have these sports that are so subjective, you're gonna get this kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I think that's an excellent point. And to that point, I'm listening to Joe Rogan after the fight, and they're asking him some really direct questions, to be honest with you. And the guy was a master at, honestly, figuring out a way to defend himself and run away from it. This guy has UFC written all over him. I'm sorry, but truth be told, Joe Rogan did not give the answer that I was wanting to hear. He basically jumped around it. He figured out a way to just stay clear of having to have an opinion. I don't like that, Mike Wilson. I'm sorry. I think that's a cop out.
No, it is a cop out, and you know it's funny when you know. When you take a look at sports and you take a look at controversial endings, a bad call here, a bad call there, and then you ask some very, like you said, legitimate questions about, you know, something particular with the fight, they're protecting the shield. They're protecting the product. They're protecting the fighter or the fighters, depending on, you know, what kind of question you have. So, you know, it's just one of those things where people can't, you know, they don't want to answer the question because they don't want to give a true blue answer to what the issue was or is with the fighters, the sport, whatever it may be. So one of those things where Rogan, who, look, he kind of prides himself on putting his opinion out there, and to kind of shy away from something tells you he's not as ballsy or bold as you would tend to think.
No, I'm with you, and I'm gonna throw it out there because I think that Dana White took a really, really strong point here, and you know, you're talking about the shield. Well, he is the shield. And by the way, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you are hanging out with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Listen to us on Sirius XM channel 211. Listen to us on iHeart, TuneIn, Heartland Newsfeed. However you're checking us out, we absolutely appreciate you. And if you want to talk about the fight game with us, get at us, man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And I like the way that Dana White went about it, man. He was candid. He's like, look, man, the judges that they have in Texas, they're not that good. The refs they have, they're not that good. He was hardcore, man. And ultimately, like, I personally feel like Mike, that is protecting the shield. That's letting your audience know that you're not happy with what happened there, and you're going to continue to try to figure out a way to put out the best in the best and not have stuff like this happen, not have the controversy, not have guys that are winning that maybe shouldn't win. So I like the way that Dana White approached it, and I really, really did not like the way that Joe Rogan approached it, man.
Well, no, Dana White understands, you know, that these kind of things are going to happen, and you're exactly right with your take on protecting the shield from Dana White's point of view. If you are upfront and admitting, hey, look, here's some issues, this is what we think, you know, people are gonna, you know, they still may not be happy with the decision by the judges, but at least the fans will know that the person who really is in charge of the whole thing kind of sees it the same way and has, you know, some good reasoning behind what he's saying to the reporter, to the fans of UFC. So I'm right there with you in terms of Dana White and just kind of speaking to the truth of what he sees as the truth of last night.
Yeah, no, it was not what they wanted to have happen. You don't want controversy. And speaking of controversy, this kebab guy is completely uninterested in fighting who he calls a scumbag, Conor McGregor. Is this just two guys posturing probably and trying to make this fight that much more appealing to people then?
Oh, sure. Look, like, any kind of controversy, any whether it's bad or good, is good controversy. You know, it's all going to benefit everybody in the end. But I think it's two guys that really they just don't really care for each other. You know, McGregor. I always like to watch McGregor lose. You know, and see him go down and get some humble pie thrown in his face. So
me too.
You know, and Habib is a tough son of a you know what. And you know, he looks at McGregor, you know, kind of as the antithesis of what he is and how he approaches his fights and how he trains and all those kind of things. So I do think it's a bit of posturing. I think in the end, those two will fight again, and it'll be another great match.
Well, and in case people don't remember, man, this is when McGregor completely lost it, right, at that bus, and he's throwing stuff at
right.
it. You know, so it's just – there's definitely bad blood here, right? And unfortunately, man, the way to handle bad blood is to go in the octagon and duke it out, and then whoever comes out of that thing on top, well, that's the bigger and better man, I guess. So unfortunately, man – these two guys, they're going to meet up in the ring, or the octagon, I should say, once again. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, and I don't know, either we're going to talk some hockey or we're going to talk some XFL. So keep it close. You'll have to see what we decide to do. Keep it close again. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Mr. Dana White, wherever you are, I have a hit list, but I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We don't back down from nobody.
Hold on.
We can take it in the street if you want to.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Blatt with it. He'll fire his save there. The rebound! Oh, what a stop by Snyder. He got a piece of it. Johnson scores! Tyler Johnson fires it in! And the Lightning win it 7-6.
So Ovechkin get it back. And here's Niskanen with a shot. Score! It is in front. And Smith-Pelly has made it 3-0.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Absolutely, baby. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us a couple different ways, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, you heard the highlights, people. So, Puckheads, we are absolutely thinking about you here on a Sunday morning. Like I said, always live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for your listening pleasure. And right now, we're going to talk some hockey. And it's unfortunate that we don't have our professor of sports, John Poulter, who, by the way, is curling today, Mike. And we love it that John is out there doing things. It's great. But it's too bad in the sense of what's been happening here in the desert with the Coyotes, who were on top of the Pacific. Now they find themselves kind of right smack dab in the middle of the Pacific, 61 points. But here's the good point, Mike. Here's the good thing. The Vancouver Canucks, who are in first, 65 points. So they're only 4 points behind, but they have Edmonton, they have Vegas Knights, they have the Calgary Flames all ahead of them. This is going to be fun, man. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going to be fun watching this come down, obviously, to the end of the season. And hopefully the Coyotes can make the postseason, man.
Yeah, hopefully they can, because look, I mean, you and I both know we've lived in the Valley of the Sun for, you know, a while now, and the Coyotes haven't had that much success. I mean, they just really haven't. Of course, they have been in the playoffs before, but it's not a regular occurrence with them. And for them to be right smack dab in the middle of a division fight to get into the playoffs, that's a big deal out here. And, you know, with the Canucks losing four in a row, you know, the Canucks are doing their best to kind of keep everybody in it. And the Coyotes, they've lost two in a row, so they need to get back on the right side of things. But it is exciting out here for the Coyotes to be this close, I guess, in a division race in the playoffs, because they just haven't been for a while. And any success out here with hockey is going to be good success for the Valley and for hockey fans out here.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you want winners. And quite frankly, we're struggling to have a winner in this town. I think you got to go to the Rattlers. I think you got to go to some of those different sports, you know, not the major four, if you will. But look, being competitive is what it's all about. And quite frankly, the Coyotes have definitely done that. Only 4 points out of first place, like we're talking about, in the Pacific. In the Central, the Blues on top, they've got 73 points. The Avalanche are close behind them at 68 points. Dallas at 67. Again, it's tight up there at the top, too. I think the Winnipeg Jets are going to have to step it up a little bit if they want to get themselves in the postseason. Right now, it's them and the Coyotes kind of fighting for that final spot in the Western Conference. And again, there's a lot of hockey to be played, Mike. So I'm curious to see how it all turns out. Switching sides and looking at the Eastern Conference, I think that there's just such a better brand of hockey being played in the Eastern Conference right now, dude. And obviously, I'm looking at the points more so than anything. Tampa Bay is a good team. The Bruins are a good team. The Capitals are a really good team. The Penguins are coming back. Like, dude, the Eastern Conference, to me, seems to be loaded.
Yeah, it does seem to be loaded. And, you know, when you look at Boston being on top there, the Capitals, the Penguins, right? And it's kind of like when you talk about those kind of teams, you're talking about the blue bloods of the NHL to a certain extent. And, you know, with the Caps just winning the title just a couple of years ago and Ovechkin, you know, closing in on, I think it's 700 goals. You know, there's an article today talking about, is he the greatest goal scorer ever? And you know, you think back to when you and I were growing up, Gretzky's the guy. You know, to me, he's the greatest goal scorer of all time. But it does beg the question with Ovechkin and the type of career that he has had in terms of goal scoring. So seeing those teams that we're used to up there, that is great. But like you said, there's a lot of hockey left to be played, and we'll see what happens over the course of the next couple of months.
I think you brought up a good point about Ovechkin, though, man. I mean, this guy is just such a beast out there on the ice, and he gives it everything he has every single night out there. And I think that there's so much to be said for going out there and giving it your all every single night. When we know guys take nights off, guys take plays off, you know, guys take halves off. So I think it's pretty cool when you have a guy that literally just throws it out there every single night. And, you know, I agree with you. I mean, the best hockey player that I've ever seen is Wayne Gretzky. I'm sorry, but he's the best, man. The guy was lightning quick. He could pop it right through the net like nobody's business. And I mean, look, any time that you can put yourself in that kind of a category or that class, and you're Ovechkin, I'm sorry, but that just speaks volumes about the respect that everybody else has about you within your sport, and they're seeing how much work and how much good this guy is putting in on the ice. And dude, the Capitals are reaping the benefits right now. They're on top of the Metropolitan, and they've got a great shot to win another Stanley Cup. I mean, it's pretty cool what's happened there in Washington. And I agree with you on some of the new blood, man. I agree. I think seeing the Tampa Bay Lightning in this thing, you know, seeing the Vegas Knights obviously do what they did when they first came in, and quite frankly, man, they're still competitive, obviously, in this season as well. So I agree with you. I think that's what makes sports really cool, is we know we're going to get the normal teams that we always get, right? But it's those shocking and surprise teams that kind of come out of nowhere. They come out of the woodwork, and they wreak havoc upon their league. So I agree with you, man. I actually think that NHL hockey is actually in a pretty good spot right now, Mike Wilson.
Oh no, it is. It is in a great spot, and you and I talk every single year during the NHL playoffs that the NHL playoffs are the best playoffs in all of professional sports, bar none. Like, it's the most fun to watch. It's real physical. The guys are flying up and down the ice. The tension is there. The drama is there. So yeah, seeing these teams, like the old usual that I like to term them as, is great. But getting some new blood in there, like the Coyotes and maybe the Winnipeg Jets would be something that, you know, just infuse a little bit more blood, and drama and more fans into watching NHL hockey, because you and I would both agree that NHL hockey to watch in person is one of the best sports that you can watch in person.
It is. No, and I think you hit on a couple of things. First and foremost, if you do go watch a live hockey game, make sure you go prepared. And I mean, like, bring gloves, bring a hat, bring a jacket, because it's obviously cold in there. And if you're not prepared, you're going to be cold. It's true. You're going to be cold. But I do like what you said also about the NHL playoffs, because they are flat out the best. And what's crazy about that whole concept is, like, dude, you and I are not – hockey is not our go-to, okay? It's not our go-to. Obviously, football, basketball, those are our go-to. But dude, I have no problem admitting 100% that when NHL playoff hockey comes on, Dorfman is glued to watching NHL hockey. Like, I can't stop watching it. So that 100%, that is the best playoff. And the reason to me why is because – they play that game until it's over, and I get it in every sport when it's the playoffs. You're gonna play overtime. I get it. But there's something extremely special and dramatic about the NHL overtimes, man. I mean, dude, think about how much the goaltenders get pressured, and it is absolutely, by far, hands down, and I'm telling you right now, Dorfman is hockey is not my number one people, but I'm telling you right now, it's my number one playoff, Mike Wilson, for sure.
Hey, and you know, look, the other thing, when you start talking about yourself in third person like you were doing there, you know you're into it, and you love the playoffs there. So it's a fun thing to watch. I am glued to it as well. My son Zach is even glued to it when it comes on, and like you said, football and basketball are go-to around here. So for my son to be sitting down and watch NHL playoffs is a big deal. But you know, look, it's all good. It's all about the puck and getting goals and having some fun.
It's a great segue for us to think about on the other side, talking about the XFL. Are you interested? Do you think this thing is going to last this time? I don't, quite frankly, but we'll get into that and a whole heck of a lot more on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Now the Coyotes with a great look. Here's another one. Kempe is in. Kempe, he scores! What a goal, Mario Kempe. Bothered by Ekman Larson. That allows Fisher to get it up the boards. And now Keller with it. Clayton Keller, he shoots, he scores! Clayton Keller, shorthanded. Or excuse me, short side. I'll get it right.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. And, Mike, we have yet to dive into the XFL, at least at this point. But got to get your thoughts, man. I mean, obviously, the opening weekend is this weekend, so they've got games on Saturday and Sunday. It's an 8-team league. At this point, I think it's going to be extremely challenging once again for them to compete with NFL football, because you're just not going to see the kinds of athletes that we're accustomed to seeing in the National Football League, my friend.
Yeah, I tried to watch it, man. Dorf, I really did. I put some effort into it. Who am I kidding? No, I didn't. I really didn't put an effort into it, because I watched it about 20 minutes and I was just like, it's not the NFL. It's not the same brand of football. There's gimmicks. I don't need gimmicks. I just give me straight up football like we've always watched or played, or, you know, anything like that. So, I think it's going to be, I know you made a metaphor about what the XFL is going to be, in terms of how long it's going to last. And I can't really, you know, say it on air because it's a family show and I don't want to do that to Scotty either. So, you know, so it's just going to be one of those things. It's going to be like, what was it? The AAC league or whatever that was. And, it's going to be gone before you know it.
The AAF league is obviously what Scott pumped into my ear. Yeah. So appreciate that, Scott. And look, at the end of the day, man, I give this guy so much credit, okay? Because it just goes to show you that he has a true passion for competing. I'm sorry, but that's really what it's about, man. Like, this league is not going to last once again, people. Okay. So if you thought that this guy figured it out and that they were going to be able to work their magic this time to get better players, to get bit more people. I don't know. Did you see the stadium? Like, I didn't think it was all that full. Like, my girlfriend's like, oh, there's people there. I'm like, babe, I wonder how many people were actually there. How many people were in that audience? Like, I'm going to try to figure it out right now. But truth be told, you got to sell, man. And it's just not going to sell the same way. It's in 8 cities, okay? I think first and foremost, that right there, Mike, is the biggest problem. How do you and I like the team from New York, for crying out loud, right? Like, how does that work? We can't, I can't do that.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it was one of those things yesterday where once again, I'm bringing my son into the conversation. He was so funny about it. He's like, hey, 20 minutes until the XFL. We got 10 minutes, Dad. Let's get our popcorn and sit down and watch this. And he's, you know, total sarcasm in his voice. And we started watching, and we were kind of talking about the same thing. It's like, there's only 8 teams. Like, how can you back a team that's really not, you know, in your metropolitan area, so to speak? And so him and I kind of decided yesterday, well, if we root for any team, we'll root for the Seattle Dragons, because they're from the Northwest and we're from the Northwest. And, you know, it was a pretty weak argument by my son and I, but, you know, look, like I said, it's a gimmicky league. There's no extra points. You can go, there are extra points, but they're all, you know, you got to run a play for a 1, 2, or 3. you know, point conversion. And now, you know, there's sources saying that Chad Johnson, yes, that Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson, is he was going to try out for the XFL as a kicker. Now he's not. I mean, you don't, you just don't need that. The quarterback play is not what we're used to with the NFL or even, you know, Division One, you know, college football. So it'll be gone before you know it, and we'll just be back to talking about the combine, the NFL combine, the NFL draft, preseason, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, yeah, I guess if you are an XFL fan and there are some people around us that enjoyed it, you know, well, enjoy it while it lasts, people.
Exactly, because, look, I'll give you a hint as to what I said, and if you've ever seen the movie Shawshank Redemption, then there was a line in there about, let's just put it this way, passing gas, man, for crying out loud, okay? So we know that gas comes and goes, man, and quite frankly, that's how I feel once again about the XFL. And you know what? You mentioned something that I got to get out there because it's extremely funny, but it's extremely true. Every single time the kicker comes on the field, my girlfriend really, honestly, she feels for that person, Mike. Okay? So yesterday, the kicker comes out on the field. This guy misses the kick so bad, my girlfriend goes, that guy sucks. I looked at her and I'm like, wait a second. You usually have so much passion and you feel what this kicker usually feels. She goes, that guy was awful. Did you see what he did? He was nowhere near the thing. Like, yeah, exactly. It was like a doink, man. Like, literally nowhere near. And that was the first time I've ever heard her go, that guy sucks. And she had no remorse for the kicker, where she usually, like, seriously, I'm not kidding, man. She closes her eyes when she watches the kicker usually on every Sunday. I'll tell you what, it was a completely different story when we were talking about the XFL, man. I mean, look, again, I give Vince all the credit in the world. He wants to fail one more time. So let him fail one more time, world. Let him fail.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, when we watch the NFL, that's like us having filet mignon, you know, a great meal of filet mignon. And then, you know, the next week we turn the TV on and it's a chili dog from Walmart. It's not what you're looking for, man. I'm telling you. So, you know, like I said, it's going to be over before you know it. So if you are a fan, just enjoy it, DVR it, so you can look back to fonder days, I guess, with the XFL. But it's going to be gone.
That was great, man. That was absolutely phenomenal. Because you know what? It was even more funny that you just said that. Like, I you can't make this stuff up, man. So I walk into the house last night, and they're watching a movie, right? And the movie they're watching is American Pie, right? So it's just funny how you just said that to me because of some of the different things that they say in the movie about steak and this and that and the other. So, dude, that was absolutely hysterical what you just said. All right. So with that being said, look, we are not insulting you. If you are a football fan and you cannot get enough of football, then the XFL, I don't know if it's even going to hold you over, quite frankly. I really don't. And if you're like us and you're really objective about what you're seeing, then be objective about this and turn it off, for crying out loud, man. Like, don't be a sucker. Don't be an idiot. Don't get sucked into this garbage, man. I'm sorry, but I love sports, but this is not going to last. So I don't want you to get too wrapped up in something that's going to be here today and gone tomorrow, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'll just go back to my previous metaphor there. Look, if you like your filet mignon, stay with filet mignon. But look, if you go with that chili dog from Walmart, it's going to bite you in the ass, and you're going to be disappointed. Yep.
I love it. The filet mignon or the chili dog from Walmart. It's fantastic, man. All right, so
hey, look, I'm here till 7. Just tip your waitresses.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But okay, so with that being said, man, obviously this is our first opportunity to talk to the world since the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, Super Bowl 54 right. champions. I mean, pretty unbelievable game, to be honest with you, Mike. It was a great game.
Oh, it was a great game. It was what everybody thought it would be. I mean, look, the line going in really never moved. In terms of who was going to win the game and who was going to lose the game. And when the Chiefs and the Chiefs fans needed Patrick Mahomes to step up and make a play, what did he do? Stepped up and made a play. And the Chiefs really never looked back. And, you know, look, for everybody that is down on the Niners, down on Jimmy G, relax. The Niners are going to be just fine with that defense. Jimmy G is not, you know, there's so many people criticizing Jimmy G. Does he deserve some criticism? Of course he does. He's a losing quarterback, and he realizes he's going to get it. But he's not Marcus Mariota, you know. He's not Jameis Winston. You know, he got his team to the ultimate pinnacle almost. By, you know, he was in rhythm for a lot of that game, and then it just went away, just like momentum comes and goes in football games and basketball games. And the Chiefs took the momentum, and they're taking home the trophy. And look, I mean, I know you're going to say it, Dorf, but I don't think there's anybody disappointed that Andy Reid got to hoist that trophy after 21 or 22 years, whatever it was. And so it's just another feather in the cap for Coach Reid.
Well, and that I think it took a lot of pressure off, man. I mean, you could just see that, right. the weight off this guy's shoulders, man. I mean, the guy was so happy. He was calling his wife a trophy for crying out loud. I mean, look, the guy has put his life and dedicated hours and years and so much time into this game. And when you finally get that, dude, it feels great. So. Congrats to Andy Reid. Congrats to Patrick Mahomes. Congrats to Kansas City Chiefs fans all over the world. Even if you're not from Kansas City, Missouri, maybe if you're from Kansas City, Kansas, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, can we even be that stupid? But yes, we can. And quite frankly, I kind of get the mistake, but at the same time, I'm not going to put it out there if I'm not quite sure. So, people, just learn, man. Don't be the laughing stock, and don't be what we're talking about. I guess is the whole point here. but in general, man, it was a great Super Bowl, and like you said, I'm not putting it on Jimmy G. Like, I actually put more of it once again on Kyle Shanahan. Dude, this guy has not only lost one double digit lead in the Super Bowl now, this guy's lost two double digit leads in the Super Bowl. So I put it on Kyle Shanahan, man. And quite frankly, dude, this hour flew by way too quickly. We'll obviously talk a little bit more about this. We'll talk about a lot of things in hour number two, but keep it close, everybody. We'll be back to wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Under center Mahomes, second down, 6 from the 38. Hand off to Williams. Got a block from the fullback. He's at the 35, the 30. Breaks a tackle on the sideline. 20, chasing him down the sideline. The 10, the 5. Touchdown! That's it! That's it! A 38-yard touchdown run by Damian Williams. 1:12 to go. 3 touchdowns in the last 5 minutes of this game, and the Chiefs lead by 10, 30-20.
This
with the extra point coming up.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491.
When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken.
See what I mean?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Scott, very quick on the draw today for us. Loving all of the clips that you're pulling out today. Good stuff. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us a couple of different ways. You can hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can obviously also like the fan page on Facebook. All the social media stuff is all Dorf on Sports related. So just punch in Dorf on Sports and you'll find us. We'll just pop up there. It'll happen. Trust me, I know it will. So just do it. Anyways, hour number one is in the books, Mike. Obviously, that means hour number two is on the horizon. And again, well, just so people do know, I do come back late night, and this week we start just the weekend recap. We are done with the NFL season. So we usually did the NFL rewind. It's now just the weekend recap. And believe me, there is tons of stuff to recap throughout the weekend. We haven't talked any college basketball, Mike. We haven't really talked any NBA basketball. So if you didn't know, it's going to be heavy basketball in hour number two, my friend, okay?
Hey, that sounds perfect to me because there was a lot of good college basketball, and the NBA is slowly but surely heating up.
Yeah, I mean, what a great game between Duke and North Carolina on Saturday, man. Like, literally, that was one for the ages. And I know how much of a struggle this season has been for Roy Williams and North Carolina, but, like, Arizona State, like, I think that there's a little bit of a similarity between these two teams where I think we expected a little bit more, and will they be able to put it together for a conference tournament run, which could potentially lead to getting them to March Madness. All right, I know I hear the music, so we've got to take another pause for the cause. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon, people. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be back in just a few. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democrats, this was supposed to be a moment to begin easing 3 years of built-up anxiety. Instead, the launch of the 2020 presidential primary has left the party deeply unsettled. Party leaders are still on edge over embarrassing technical issues that marred the Iowa caucuses, where there is still no official winner. Frontrunners Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg were named in an effective tie. Sanders and Buttigieg face questions about their long-term political viability. Some supporters say the two leading women in the race, Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, are raising alarms about persistent sexism. And Joe Biden, the national longtime frontrunner, finished a distant fourth. He's now facing a money crunch, a staff shakeup, and a looming challenge from Michael Bloomberg. The former New York City mayor isn't competing in the early states, but he's spending hundreds of millions of dollars in Super Tuesday and later contests. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Suicides in the active duty Air Force surged last year to the highest total in at least three decades, even as the other military services saw their numbers stabilize or decline. The reasons for the Air Force increase are not fully understood, coming after years of effort by all of the military services to counter a problem that seems to defy solution. According to preliminary figures, the Air Force had 84 suicides, up from 60 the year before. A mother and her six children were killed in a house fire early this morning. The father survived and is being treated at a hospital for injuries. The Clinton Fire Department in Mississippi received a call that the house was on fire. He said when the firefighters arrived, the house was fully involved, and it took over 40 minutes to get the blaze under control. A family of eight was inside the home when the fire broke out. Authorities have not identified the parents or the children, and no firefighters were injured. The victims ranged in age from 1 to 33 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The leader of the Venezuelan National Assembly is holding high-level meetings with U.S. officials in Washington. USA's John Clemens reports.
Recognized as the interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Guaido is leading the opposition battle against the regime of dictator Nicolas Maduro. Guaido called for American support during this hard, nonviolent struggle.
In Venezuela, we have to stop them, and we need their support from America, from the Americans, and all the world to contain that kind of terrorists in Venezuela in this moment. We are struggling hard. We are nonviolent.
President Trump has called for an end to the corrupt, violent regime of dictator Nicolas Maduro.
In 2018, the Republican Party candidate for governor of Oregon painted himself as a centrist, criticized President Donald Trump's environmental stance, and said he didn't want to be linked to divisive national figures. Newt Bueller lost to incumbent Governor Kate Brown by almost 120,000 votes. Now, Bueller is running for a seat in Congress in a district that is more conservative and has taken Trump into a tight embrace. Bueller's campaign features videos with Trump at a rally and touring a border wall, with Bueller declaring he opposed impeachment. Bueller's turnaround underscores how Republican candidates across the country have been wrestling with opposing strategies, either cozy up to Trump or distance themselves and risk not only losing Trump's base, but the election. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe, from Phoenix and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into this hour, whether it's the UFC and the controversy from the fight on Saturday. We can always talk about that. NHL hockey is always fun to talk about. Major League Baseball, I know they're not playing, but there's all kinds of things to talk about there. NCAA hoops, I know March Madness is literally on our minds as it's right around the corner. I'm going to keep saying that now the next few weeks. And then obviously NBA basketball, XFL, we got you covered in every which way. Mike Wilson, let's get after it, brother.
Let's get after it. You're exactly right, man. College basketball is really heating up. We're in the middle of conference play. The conference tournaments are here in the next few weeks. And then your favorite time of year, my favorite time of year, when we are talking NCAA March Madness, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we kind of got ourselves a little bit into that mode when you think about the game that we saw on Saturday night between Arizona State and USC, because that could be a start for them to make their way to March Madness, as you and I both think they need to have a great run at the Pac-12 tourney. And unfortunately, it's been a tough season so far, but we'll get into that and a whole heck of a lot more. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies. But TracFone Wireless gives you control.
Hmm.
Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell them to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
Hi, it's Marty Terrell. Spring training is baseball's hot stove goes to the front burner. Sports Overnight America rolls out the Boys of Summer spring training style starting this Monday. Are the Dodgers poised for a huge season? All bets are on now with the addition of Mookie Betts in a trade with Boston. Are the Yankees gearing up for a record run in the American League? Sports Overnight America, spring training baseball 2020. It's presented by My Financial Health One. Sports Overnight America with Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Step back three, missed it short. Rebound Moore throws it up the floor to a cherry picking Dotson. Right hand layup good. And the Jayhawks are back within four.
Noel will run the baseline. Passes in. It's caught. Here's the heave from half court. It comes up short. And the Zags escape with an 81-79 win over the University of Washington.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple of different ways. Follow us and check us out on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, you can check out all the different social media stuff and like and things like that on Facebook, the Dorf on Sports fan page, and things along those lines. And Mike, you heard from the highlights a little bit there, Kansas, Gonzaga, and quite frankly, I think it's interesting because the team that is number one in the country right now is Baylor, and they're not getting a lot of love when you think about it from people. Gonzaga, obviously, they're on the map. Mark Few, he's done a great job. Bill Self, the job that he's done at KU, unquestionably, it's without question. We know the job. But this Baylor team, man, there's something special about them. There really is. And I think that people got to kind of take note about them. And then let's not forget about San Diego State. Like, dude, they're 23-0. They haven't lost a game yet. When are people going to start realizing that maybe they're legit as well? So I think that we're going to have a lot of the usual suspects. But again, once again, like you said about the NHL, we got some of these blue bloods, man, and some of this new blood that's in here, and I like it, man. I really do.
No, I like it too. And, you know, when you take a look at Baylor, you're right. They're not getting a lot of love from the TV people, the media, but they're 19-1. They got 49 votes to be the number one team in the nation. So that's getting some love. I still think Gonzaga is something to deal with. They got size, they got shooters, and no one looks at Gonzaga anymore as one of those, they're one of those mid-major Cinderella kind of stories. No. Gonzaga's here to stay. They've been here to stay for a few years now. So I think Gonzaga's going to be tough to get out. And, you know, just a slight correction with San Diego State. They won last night. So they are 24-0 right now. The only Division I team that is undefeated. And let's not forget about those Dayton Flyers. You know, Dayton's playing some good ball. They got some dudes that can play. They're 20-2, ranked number 6. And you got Duke with that just crazy end of the game, tying shots and going to overtime and beating Carolina at the buzzer. I mean, that was just insane. And here's a team that I think is going to be a tough out in the tournament, Maryland. I think Maryland, with their size, their athleticism, you talk about a team that's not getting a lot of love. They're up 6 spots from the previous poll to number 9. So they're making some strides, and they can make some hay in the tournament as well.
Don't disagree with anything you said. I mean, look, every year we say it's wide open. Like, we always say that. There's probably, 5-10 teams that could legitimately win this thing. Again, man, we have that same scenario once again. I mean, Auburn, LSU, that was a great game. I don't know if you caught that one. That was a great game on Saturday. I think Michigan State went down by 1 point. There was just a lot of really good basketball being played on Saturday with college basketball. And quite frankly, man, I'm glad to see it, because I feel like the game's been down a little bit. So seeing some good, highly contested, competitive games kind of made me feel good about college basketball. And here's another thing I feel good about. You remember all the turmoil that Louisville was under a couple of years ago with Rick Pitino and all that jazz? Well, let's not forget about them, man. They're top 5 in the country right now. And quite frankly, I think after that whole disaster, that it's honestly incredible for them to be in the position that they're in right now. So one hell of a coaching job there at Louisville. And you mentioned Dayton. I mean, dude, come on, man. Like, these things are special, man. And I think that people have to realize throughout the sports world that Dayton being where they are, San Diego State being where they are, like, Gonzaga again, like, I know they're not a mid major for crying out loud anymore. They're like they're on the map, but dude, it's impressive the fact that they can hang around with the Dukes of the world, the Kentuckys of the world, who aren't the teams that we're talking about right now, Mike. I think that's relatively impressive, and I actually think that's a positive thing for college basketball.
Well, it's always a positive thing for college basketball anytime you get some of this new blood in there, and let's not forget about, like both of us have been talking about, is Dayton. The only thing people know about Dayton in terms of college basketball is that's where they play the play-in games at. You know, those 4 teams or whatever, 8 teams that go in to play those play-in games, they hold them in Dayton. So, for the past however long it's been, that's the only way Dayton gets any pub. Well, now they're getting pub from their basketball team, which is legit good, legit top 10, top 6. And so that it's going to be fun to watch. And look, there's a lot of teams that you just wonder, can they make a run? Seton Hall, Seton Hall 16-5, but they have a good team. They're down a couple of spots, but they got a team that could make a run. Auburn. Auburn was all the rage early on, and they're 19-2. 19-2 Auburn is, and in a conference where you got Kentucky and the Floridas and the LSUs and stuff. So, there's some parity in college basketball, but look, when it all comes down to it, what you and I want to see, we want to see the big boys playing some big boy basketball in the tournament.
You mentioned Seton Hall, and if I'm not mistaken, I heard something that was absolutely insane. They obviously played Villanova on Saturday. They wound up beating Villanova on Saturday at Villanova. And this is an insane thing, what I heard. It's bizarre. It's crazy to think. And if it's true, it's even more bizarre, but I do think this is true. Seton Hall had not won at Villanova, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, since 1994. You want to talk about a drought, bro. That is crazy to think that they haven't been able to beat a team on their home floor in like 26 years, man. It boggles my mind, man. I'm sorry, but that is insane. So a hell of a win for Seton Hall, obviously, at Villanova. But again, I think college basketball in a really good spot right now. Like, I don't know. A week ago or 2 weeks ago, if you would have asked me, I would have said the best basketball is being played in the Big Ten. But quite frankly now, that is not the case, my friend. And I guess I'm going to go SEC. Is that where you're at? Who's playing the best brand of basketball right now?
Well, I think it's kind of a toss-up between the SEC and the Big Ten in terms of who's playing the best basketball. And you know, you mentioned Villanova, okay? Villanova loses to Seton Hall on their home floor. But you look at Villanova, they're the number 10 team in the country. They'll probably fall a few spots for losing on their home floor yesterday. But, you know, they're 17-4. And what do we know about Villanova? It's all about the tourney. And what do they got? They got some kids that have some experience now. When they won those titles, you know, just a few years ago, they had kids that were juniors and seniors. They've been through the wars. They've been through the tough times. They've been through the good times. And they round out into shape come tournament time. And Jay Wright has his Nova team kind of looking like those teams that won the tournament. So, you know, Nova is a team that can catch fire, as we all know.
Oh, absolutely. And I agree, man. They have a great coach, a guy that obviously has been there before, has his team won before. So, I really think we say it every year. Things are wide open, but truly, they really are wide open this year. And March Madness, right around the corner. Like, literally, Mike Wilson is telling me last night, dude, if you want to go to the Pac-12 tourney, I'll send you the email so that we can get our credentials and get our way to Vegas. So, dude, it's coming in hot, people. That's why we're talking about it. Keep it close. We got to take a little pause for the cause. I think when we come back on the other side, I want to talk a little bit about the NBA because I saw something that LeBron did on TV in the game on Saturday night that was reminiscent of kid Kobe Bryant. So we'll bring that back to play on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Newman gets a ball screen from Lightfoot. Cuts in on an angle. Inside amongst two defenders. Passes it out. Mikhailuk wide open. Three. Got it. That was a big one. 71-63 Jayhawks. 1:12 left. Timeout Seton Hall.
Here from the State Farm Champions Classic. Little horn set. Good defense by Matt McQuaid not to allow that handoff to go to Allen so he could turn that corner. Allen again. Got another one. What a night for Grayson Allen.
His game just exploded. We haven't seen his ability to drive yet. I know he can do that.
Kentucky is 2-0 on the young season as Diallo.
Oh, oh, you can't teach that.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is outrageous. I shall report it to the angry.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
LeBron taking it out, throws it and hit the backboard. That's a violation.
Powell's on fire this time off the back rim. Caldwell Pope races it down. Jesus on the drive and has it home. LeBron James.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm not LeBron, but I'll tell you what. Frank Caliendo has called me the LeBron James of broadcasting before. So I have a little LeBron in me, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And I love LeBron. Obviously, I'm a huge LeBron James fan. I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan. I'm a huge Kobe Bryant fan. And I never really realized that I was a Kobe Bryant fan. Unfortunately for me, until the guy passed away. Like, seriously, I really didn't know this guy the way that I'm getting to know him now. And it's amazing that we keep seeing all kinds of tributes. And most recently, I don't know if you happen to see it or not, Mike, but in the game on Saturday night, LeBron had a breakaway, and he did a really cool reverse dunk that was literally, like, identical to what Kobe Bryant did early 2000s. Like, you can't make this stuff up, man. Like, his presence is being felt no matter what, and it's going to continue to be felt on a daily basis, Mike. Unfortunately, he's gone, but his memory and everything about him will continue to live on, and that, to me, is the beauty of his legacy. And quite frankly, the beauty of all nine lives. We're never going to forget any of those lives.
No, I mean, look, his legacy is going to live on forever. He was, you know, Kobe is one of the best NBA basketball players that we've ever seen. He's certainly going to get into the Hall of Fame. this summer, and you know, the love and support that the LA Laker fans and just the NBA fans in general have shown towards the Lakers, shown towards Kobe's family and the memory of Kobe, is something that we rarely see in any sport. And it's really, really nice to see what, you know, each team has done in response to his unfortunate passing. But, you know, with that being said, there's still an NBA season to kind of talk about here, and might as well talk about those Lakers. Let me ask you this, Dorf. Were you a little surprised that the Lakers did not make a move at the trade deadline?
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, I have questioned it all season long about whether or not they're going to have enough shooters. And I know that they were in the battle to get Morris, and he obviously wound up going to the LA Clippers instead of the Lakers. So maybe they missed out on that one a little bit. But quite frankly, yeah, I guess I'm a little bit shocked. And unfortunately, man, I think that the situation with Kobe and the other eight lives, it was pretty hard for them to think about basketball, man. So I give them a free pass. I really do. I give them a free pass with the situation and everything that was going on. How in the world could they think about basketball moves at that point, Mike? So I think that with what's happened and the way that they got out of the gate too, they're 39-12. I mean, leading the Western Conference, ahead of Denver by three and ahead of the Clippers by 3.5. I think that things are pretty good. So again, the situation that took place, how could we expect the Lakers to be in basketball mode? And still, like, how can we, I don't think that they're totally back to basketball mode. I know they're going through the motions and this is like therapy to them, but I really do. I give them a free pass because of the situation with Kobe and the other eight lives. Just too much going on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. You know, I'm not totally going to give them a free pass. Only, you know, look, you still got a season left. You still got to get better. You do. I mean, right now, I mean, they do have the number one seed in the West, with the Nuggets and Clippers behind them, but they need a score. They need a point guard off the bench that can take some relief off of LeBron. They need maybe another wing guy, but they certainly do need like another guard that can distribute. I know they've been trying to talk Collison out of retirement. I mean, he was sitting next to Jeannie Buss the other night at the game, and I don't know if Collison is the answer, but he would certainly be. I think he'd be a nice fit. My only question about Darren Collison is, does he really want to play? I mean, he got to that point where, you know, I'm sure he's probably financially fine, and coming out of retirement at this point may not be where he's at emotionally or mentally. But I was certainly surprised the Lakers did not make a move, irregardless of all the Kobe stuff.
With that being said, what's the move that you like best? I do believe that the Bucks on Monday, as soon as things clear, they're going to bring Marvin Williams in. And I like that. I think that's a nice piece, a guy that can slash and another guy that can spread the floor. So I like that if that does wind up happening for the Milwaukee Bucks, who, quite frankly, let's be honest, man, they don't need to do much, okay? I'm sorry, but
yeah.
I know I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, man. But truth be told, this team – statistically is better. Hear me. Make sure you're hearing me. This team is statistically better on all fronts than that Golden State Warrior team that won 73 games. So I think people have to recognize and they have to realize how good this Milwaukee Bucks team is. They may not get to the 73 win total, but statistically they're better than that Golden State team that was winning 73 games. So it's incredible, man.
No, it is. And, you know, the Bucks are by far, to me and to you and to anybody with a normal brain out there, they are the best team in the National Basketball Association. So getting Marvin coming in here More than likely, that's going to be a good fit. It's just another role guy that's going to know his role, and he's going to do it. He's going to do it very well. And look, they've won four in a row. They're 9-1 of their last 10. So the Bucks are doing what the Bucks are doing. And for the Bucks, it's all about getting to the finals. It's about building off of the disappointment of not getting there last year, making that next step. As we've talked about with the NFL team, Dorf, you know, the Bucks are maturing through our eyes right now. And, you know, look, there's not too many teams in the East that's going to give them a problem. I don't think there's maybe the Clips and the Lakers that give them even a sliver of problems in the finals. I really think the Bucks are going to be hoisting the trophy at the end of the year.
All right, listen, man, what the Toronto Raptors have done this year, Nick yep. Nurse, like, dude, just give that guy the Coach of the Year award right now. It's done, okay? I'm sorry, it's done. The guy loses Kawhi Leonard. They're in the second spot in the Eastern Conference. They've won 14 straight games. Are you kidding me right now? Like, seriously, the job that he has done, it's off the freaking charts. So I give Nick Nurse the Coach of the Year award right now. I don't need to see how the season plays out. I give this guy the Coach of the Year award. Why doesn't anybody fear the Milwaukee Bucks? I think that to me is kind of interesting. And I know that, you know, the game flows. But truth be told, they can lock it down. Their point differential is +12.5 for crying out loud. Like, they don't just beat teams, man. They beat teams by double digits. But I don't think anybody fears them. Why?
You know, that's a good question. And maybe it's because it's the Milwaukee Bucks. They don't have that tradition of hoisting trophies and banners and being something that that has been scared of in the past. They're kind of the new version of whatever the NBA is right now. And it's kind of shocking because they should be scared of the Bucks, because the Bucks can kill you in so many different ways.
Take note, people. You better be afraid, because this Milwaukee Bucks team is absolutely legit. All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll be back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Look at Giannis with the one-hand throwdown off the miss by Bledsoe, and a foul.
Giannis right to the middle, right to the rim, and one. Beautifully done. Giannis just said, I'm going to take that in there, and the foul is on Jokic.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Second game in a row, I feel like we did a great job on Giannis. He ended up 13 of 17 for 30 points. He's impossible to guard.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971, 800-720-5971, 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Couple of threes. That was a long two. Here's Tatum. Wow. Boom. Throw it down, son. Oh. Shot clock down to four. Tatum on the move. Tatum's got to put it up. Just gets it off the top and nails it. Jason Tatum with 17.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
How about that guy?
Welcome back in, people. About 20 minutes or so left in the program today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple of different ways on Twitter. Follow us and check us out there. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can obviously check out all the different social media stuff at Dorf on Sports as well. Call us 1-800-878-7529. All right, so we're talking NBA basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Toronto Raptors. The Boston Celtics are all really good. I got to ask you about the Philadelphia 76ers, man. Like, what's going wrong there? I know they lack identity. I know they lack a leader. Are you putting a lot of this on Brett Brown, the coach, or are you putting this more on the players, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, for the inability to be a leader and step up to the challenge?
I blame both of them. I don't think they get along. I think at this point that they're more worried about being celebrity type people than being good, you know, great NBA players. Ben Simmons to me is one of the most overrated dudes in the NBA. When you can't shoot a jumper, when you can't shoot outside of 3 feet at the basket, you're not a complete NBA player, and you'll never be a complete NBA player. And Joel Embiid, his nickname is Baby Shaq. I mean, he's the biggest, strongest dude, you know, in the NBA, and he should be a lot better than he is. And I think he is soft as my pillows up on my bed. Like it is just amazing to me that Joel Embiid is not putting up bigger numbers. He's not showing that he wants to be a leader on the team. And look, when you have a quality veteran like Al Horford speaking out publicly and saying, yeah, we got a problem here. And he knows about bad locker rooms because he was in that Celtic locker room last year when they had Kyrie Irving. So he knows what he sees. And when he speaks publicly, you know there's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, winning cures a lot of things, right? And I think that the expectations were that they were going to be a number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And quite frankly, they've been as low as six. And right now they're just ahead of Indiana, who I think will get a little bit better now that Oladipo's back in that lineup. And it'll be interesting to see how Indiana gets. And we're past the midway season. I mean, we're 50-some-odd games into the season. So it's not really the midway season at the All-Star break. But I'm interested to see how Indiana finishes the season. I'm definitely interested to see how Philadelphia finishes the season and if they have a strong push in them. And if they don't have a strong push in them, Mike, what do they do? Do they break this thing up?
They could. I think you know, if it comes down to it, you know, I could see them certainly trading either Simmons or trading Embiid. But, you know, they got to look in the mirror. They could get rid of their coach because, you know, as a coach, you are responsible for getting your guys all on the same page. And right now, not everybody is on the same page, if anybody's on the same page on that team. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Philly. I mean, they're a massive disappointment at this point for their fans and themselves. So it's going to be tough for them to get in there. And you're exactly right with Indiana getting Oladipo back. They're going to be better. And they're right there, I think, on the 76ers' tail in terms of playoff positioning. But, you know, the one thing that I do want to ask you about is, how good is Damian Lillard? I mean, this guy is averaging 45 a game, like 10 assists and like 8 rebounds a game. I mean, he didn't get the player of the week, which I just severely have a hard time understanding. But how good is Damian Lillard, Dorf?
Before I answer that, I want to say this. You do know who has gotten the player of the month every month of the NBA season so far, don't you?
Nope.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's unreal, to be quite honest with you. But with right. that being said, the stretch and the run that Dame is on right now, Dame Dalla is playing fantastic, dude. He's doing everything in his power to make it so that the Portland Trail Blazers are going to be in the playoffs. And right now, obviously, just on the outside looking in, you got Memphis who is holding down that A spot. And I find it interesting, obviously, with Iguodala who didn't want to play for them. And now you have guys on their squad kind of, you know, speaking out about what did transpire. But truth be told, I'm extremely impressed with Ja Morant and the play that he's had all season long. He has absolutely made the Memphis Grizzlies believe that the future will be bright for them. So I love what he's brought to the table. I don't know if they're going to have enough to hang on and keep that spot because Portland is definitely going to be chasing them. And let's not forget about San Antonio, too. And quite frankly, let's not forget about New Orleans with the addition of Zion for them. They've been playing much better. Whether they make it or not, obviously we'll have to see. But I think that the A spot in the Western Conference is going to be a dogfight, man.
Yeah, it is going to be a dogfight. And you know, just seeing that I'm from the great state of Oregon and grew up just south of Portland, seeing what Dame Dahl is doing, I know a lot of my friends and family back home are just amazed. I mean, look, Lillard has in the arena range. Like, he's hitting shots, jump shots from, like, the logo at the Rose Garden there in Portland. But you're exactly right with the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant. I think Ja is going to be the rookie of the year. And that the future is going to be brighter for them. I don't think the Pelicans make the playoffs. I just think they're kind of too far out of it to me right now. They're kind of up and down. They got some injuries. But look, when you have Zion and you put him with Brandon Ingram and Lonzo, you know, it's going to be fun down there in New Orleans. And look, the Pelicans, I think they have something with Lonzo and Zion. I think those two players have connected on the court and kind of have each other's – they kind of read each other's minds in terms of lob passes and, you know, what Zion likes to do. So it's going to be fun. But, right now it's – to me, I'm just simply amazed with Damian Lillard.
All right, a couple more things we got to get in. And, again, always live every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks. And I come back late night. We used to do the NFL Rewind, but obviously the NFL's done. So it's just the weekend recap now in Sports Overnight America. And that comes to you live at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday night as well. Houston Rockets, what the hell are they doing? Like, seriously, dude, you get rid of Clint Capella. you're playing a 6 foot five. It's almost like they're trying to be the New York Knicks, bro. I'm sorry, but like, what the hell is Mike D'Antoni doing here?
Good question. And that's kind of always been the conversation with, you know, once they traded for Westbrook. I mean, there's only so many. There's only one basketball, and you got two guys that love to dribble it and dribble it all the time. So it's, and now you're small. You're playing small ball. It's not gonna work. I mean, they had one game. Yeah, it worked. Okay, whatever. But teams are gonna figure this out. They're not gonna go anywhere in the playoffs. Are they fun to watch? Sure. Are they kind of a sexy little team to watch? Sure. But this kind of basketball does not win NBA championships. I mean, look, the Bucks would just destroy the Rockets. I mean, because you'd have whoever for the Rockets guarding Giannis bringing up the court, and there's a mismatch. I mean, you got the Lakers with LeBron, you got the Clips with who they could bring the ball up against. I mean, it's just crazy. The Rockets, I know they're an analytical team. They love to do that. Daryl Morey, the GM, likes to play the analytic game. I think he's just kind of throwing things up against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Look, I think this is Mike D'Antoni saying, you know what, I'm probably done at the end of the year, so I'm going to try to do what I can do. And ultimately, dude, I wonder how long this winds up setting the Houston Rockets back. And if it doesn't work, what happens with James Harden next season, to be quite honest with you? So I think that the Houston Rockets, quite frankly, are looking at a disaster here in the near future. All right, Oklahoma City Thunder, man. What a performance. Like, seriously, Billy Donovan, the guy can coach, man. At the end of the day, I'm giving it to Nick Nurse, but this guy is a close second. What a job he's done, and what a job Chris Paul has done being the ultimate professional, going to Oklahoma City and making that team click.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you had mentioned Nick Nurse during the last segment, being the coach of the year, I'm like, well, in my mind, I was like, you got to put Billy Donovan up there, because nobody saw this coming out of Oklahoma City, and it just gives you the thought that, look, the whole Billy Donovan experiment coming from Florida and here, you know, granted, he had some great players. They had Westbrook. This is just, it's just fun to watch, and it's good for a good guy like Billy Donovan for this to be happening to him as well. Dennis Schroeder is playing really well. I thought Schroeder might have been moved during the trade deadline, but he wasn't. And you know, things are looking good for Golden State right now. Not Golden State, Oklahoma City, excuse me. So let's just hope it continues, and we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Speaking of Golden State, real quickly, what's the likelihood that they come back next year and they're right back at the top of the Western Conference when you really think about it? Because obviously Clay and Steph will be back, and that changes the dynamic. And then obviously the trade with Wiggins. Do you like the way that he'll fit in with them? Because I personally do. I think he's a great fit. A guy that just can run, get out there, be a guy that gets in the lanes. And he's like your slasher guy. I think he fits them perfectly.
No, I do too. He's Harrison Barnes 2.0. I like that. Yeah. He's going to fit in just fine. He's going to get plenty. He's going to get opportunities as well. So we'll see how that happens. And look, if they get a top three pick or the number one pick in the draft, they're going to be right back in it. I mean, you add Clay and you add Steph back, you're going to be right there. Draymond's still going to be there. So the Golden State, this is just an anomaly for them, and they'll be back right in the mix next year.
I agree 100%. All right, folks, we got to take another pause for the cause. We'll come back and put a cap on this edition of the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And again, keep close, because we always have our parting shots. We'll be back in just a few. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
Morant goes in the backcourt to get the loose basketball. Down to 12 on the game clock. Morant working on Rozier. Bet on rookie. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Morant
Double team comes. Goes to Cody Martin into the lane. Hangs in the air. Gets it onto the window.
No! The ball's good! The bucket as Ja Morant splits three Hornet defenders for a go-ahead left-handed finger roll. You gotta be kidding me. The 20-year-old off the deck through three defenders scoops it home.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
There's a shot headed for the wall, rising up, it's high, and that ball's gone, a home run. Mookie Betts with his third home run of the season. Red Sox get a little closer.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. Again, you can follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And get all the social media stuff at Dorf on Sports as well. And again, come back late night to do the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Real quickly, Mike, the Mookie Betts trade with the Dodgers, It's a complete disaster, man. They pulled out of this thing. So we'll have to wait and see what happens, but what do you do with Mookie Betts now?
Well, you know, for the time being, I think you welcome him back and maybe you continue talks on a new contract and, you know, it's going to be, let's just say, somewhat awkward in Boston.
Yeah,
And by the way, the Twins pulled out of it. So I think that that is – it does make it a little bit weird for Mookie going back to the Boston Red Sox. All right, Mike. So it's that time, my friend. Parting shot time. You're up.
Hey, my parting shot. I have the biggest Philadelphia Eagles fan who just got a new kidney the other night. And Dominic McDowell is his name, and he has his Philly jersey ready to go as he recovers, but I'm going to go up and see him at Mayo Clinic, and I just want to give a shout-out to my good friend Dominic McDowell.
Absolutely, Dominic. Feel better. And Mike, get over there and obviously help him out a little bit. All right, my parting shot real quickly to all those people that are giving me a hard time about the XFL. Look, I'm willing to – let it all play out, and we'll see how it works. But truth be told, it's failed before. And you want to talk about gimmicks? This is a league totally, totally playing out on gimmicks. All right, so for Mike, for Scott, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.